Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. If you have your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of John. John chapter 1, and this is part 24 of our study in John the Baptist. John chapter 1, let's read verse 32 and 33. "And John bare record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it abode or rested upon him. And I knew him not, but he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, Upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining upon him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost." I said last time that I had been sick, and I was better, but now it seems like I'm getting worse. My throat is sore, and I know I sound terrible. But I beg your indulgence, please ignore the sound of my voice so that you can listen to my words. Because I'm preaching the gospel of the kingdom. I'm preaching the word of God that has the power to save men's souls. And if you pray, please pray for me that I could get better and that I can continue to preach the truth from the Word of God. And I thank you for it. But Heavenly Father, please help us that we would see Jesus Christ and understand of Him and feed from Him. Please help us today in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we had started to look at this place called Gilgal. And this is actually part 4 of that mini-series on Gilgal. I won't bore you with the details again. If you've listened, you might understand a little. But when God called King Saul, he used Samuel the prophet to anoint him. And it says that, and we looked at this last time, that Samuel took a horn of oil and poured it on his head. And later on, when David, when he was anointed king, and the word anoint means to smear on with oil. And in symbol, it means to be empowered by the Holy Spirit from heaven. But we're looking at King Saul. And we talked about his missing livestock. And we looked at a few of the types, the things that happened when Saul was called and anointed that foreshadowed the things that we see in the New Testament. And again, if you listened, you heard all of that. But I'd like to pick it up, if you would, in chapter 10 of 1 Samuel, starting at verse 5. And Samuel is giving instructions of what would happen as Saul was called and anointed and made to be king. And anyhow, in verse 5 of Samuel, or 1 Samuel chapter 10, "And after that, thou shalt come to the hill of God, where is the garrison of the Philistines. And it shall come to pass, when thou art come there into the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets, or a group of prophets, coming down from the high place with a psaltery, and a tabret, and a pipe, and a harp." Maybe I don't know what a psaltery is, but I know what a harp is, and a pipe, or maybe a pan flute or something. These are musical instruments. But they come down from the high place, and they'll prophesy, but as they go, they're going to be playing music, worshiping God. Generally, in our services in Christian churches, in the beginning we'll sing and praise the Lord. And there may be an offering or special service or this or that or something, but then comes the preaching. But generally, we sing first. Psalm 100, verse 4 says, "To enter God's gates with thanksgiving, and his courts with praise." You're supposed to approach God in praise. I'm not one to repeat prayers, but the Lord's Prayer, it says that we should worship God. "Hallowed be thy name," or "hallowed be thy name." It's in the beginning of the prayer. We're supposed to come into God's presence with praise and singing. Because, of course, God is worthy to be praised. In this country, if you go to court, or you've seen it thousands of times on television, you stand before the judge and you say, "Your Honor." His title, judge, I guess, but we call him honorable because he is the judge. He has the power to say, you know, you're acquitted, or hey, guess what? You're going in a pokey. He's the one that makes that decision. I know there's juries and I get all of that, but he's the judge. He is worthy or honorable. And thus we call him Your Honor. Last time I mentioned in England how that they show honor to the king, or it was the queen. But in England, and we don't see much British TV, I suppose, but the judge, they call him Your Worship, which is similar to honor, I guess. But still the idea of he's worthy because, hey, he's the judge. He's been appointed. He's been a lawyer for 20 years before, or whatever the case. He has that position. Well, we ought to call God worthy. We ought to honor him. And we ought to worship the Lord. Because certainly, he is worthy. But to get back to the text, Samuel says, you're going to come to the hill of God, you're going to go to that city, what have you, and you're going to meet these prophets who are praising God as they're coming down from the high place. But it says in verse 6, "And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you'll prophesy with them, and shall be turned into another man." In verse 9, it says that God gave him another heart. As he was anointed, not the ceremony that Samuel the prophet had him undergo. But when the Spirit fell from heaven and rested upon him, or as it says, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, he began to prophesy, and he was turned into another man. You know, preachers, if the preacher's any good, I suppose, he prays and says, God, help me to preach this sermon. Lord, take my pitiful words and somehow reach the people in the congregation. He begs God's anointing. He begs God's empowerment. Because a true preacher knows that his pitiful sermon isn't going to do a whole lot. He needs the help of God. And men of God, preachers today, prophets back then, what have you, we can do great exploits. Not because we went to seminary. Not because, well, they ordained me or whatever the case, but because God helps us. We have power from heaven to preach the word of God and to see people's lives changed. And oh, we need the help of God. But it says the Spirit of God came upon him in verse 10, and he prophesied with the prophets. And he was numbered or counted with the prophets. This type of event happened back in Moses' day, in Leviticus chapter 10. And I played an old sermon or two a month ago about Eldad and Medad, two of the guys that didn't quite make it when they said, hey, you 70 elders, come. And the 68 elders, it says that God took of the Spirit that was on Moses and placed it on them, and they began to prophesy. And Eldad and Medad, they were late or whatever, or didn't get there in time, but they too were empowered from heaven. And the gift of prophecy in that day was a sign that you had been anointed or empowered by the Spirit. You can read Acts chapter 2 and a couple of other times in the book of Acts where it says that the Spirit of God came from heaven and rested upon this group or that group or what have you. In Acts chapter 2 it says they spoke in tongues as God gave the utterance. And a couple of times after that, but I believe it's in chapter 19, when Paul ran across some of John the Baptist's disciples, and he preached Christ to them, and laid his hands upon them, and they too began to speak in tongues and prophesy. Again, the gifts of the Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit. You can't prophesy or pray for someone and they be healed, or there are nine gifts. You can't exhibit a gift if the Spirit isn't helping you to do it. But the gifts are a sign of the empowerment of the Spirit. And God was at this time calling Saul to be king of Israel. And it says God gave him another heart, turned him into another man, so that he walked in God's power and not just his own. Remember, he was looking for lost livestock when this started. But then he has the wisdom and the authority and power and what have you to lead Israel and to deliver Israel from their Philistine oppressors. This is not a religious ceremony. This is not just something that the bishops or whatever will lay hands on you and ordain you or whatever the case. This is power from heaven. This is God choosing a man and saying, this will be the king, and I'll give him the powers of heaven to do his work. And again, the gift of prophecy in this instance, or in this context, the Old Testament, was a sign that God had empowered that person to work in the ministry. Hallelujah. My voice is giving out. I'll go ahead and end today's lesson. We'll be in 1 Samuel chapter 15 next time. And again, I beg that you would pray for me, that God would give me strength, that I could get over this flu or cold or whatever, sore throat, whatever it is. And thank you very much for listening. And may the Lord bless you.
I want to take your word and shine.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus Christ in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net. That's JoeyKelly.net. And click on the ministry homepage or on the radio link. Or if you like, you can write me at 1208 Phocis Street. That's F-O-C-I-S Street, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly, encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.